got a brand new guest we're going to bring onto the program, Yael Osowski. And there is a story out there about a proposal going before the state legislature. And this is great because we'll not only have Yael on here to discuss this proposal, but at 7:35 this morning, we're going to talk to Rick Townsend, state representative. So we'll see what he has to say about this. But basically, Lieutenant Governor's behind this. Some of the state reps are behind this. State senators are behind this. And it is a situation where they're going to require children to have their parents' permission to create social media accounts. And I think for most of us, this sounds pretty good. But Yael's sounding the caution bell. We'll see what he has to say about it. Yael, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Perfect. Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Scott. It's a great morning.
Yeah, well, it is for us. You're in Europe, though, isn't that right?
Indeed. I'm looking out over the rolling hills of the Austrian countryside.
Holy cow. Holy cow. It's amazing. Amazing. So why is this bill something to sound an alarm bell about it? Because a lot of parents say this is not a bad thing.
Yeah, and I think a lot of parents are very much concerned with what their kids are seeing online or platforms that they're signed up to. The problem with this bill is that it's a model that we have in Arkansas. We've got one in Tejas. We've got one in Utah. The entire idea is that they're going to require kids to upload some kind of documents to prove their age in order to access social media websites. Now, why I caution against that, obviously, A, there's an abuse that could happen with those documents, but also B, you know, it should not be the role of the government to try to gatekeep parts of the internet from young people. I remember growing up, going on different websites, signing up for things, you know, AOL, AIM chat, you know, you would go into chat rooms, you talk, you learn how to use the internet, websites. And if we're going to implement this regime, we're effectively going to have a kind of Chinese wall as to what information that young people will have to see. Obviously, not everybody is going to get permission from their parents. And the reason that they want to do this is obviously to protect them. But we're really forgetting the role of parents in the first place.
Yeah, well, the parents' role is to say no traditionally, but more and more we do tend to advocate that to the government.
Yeah, unfortunately, we take that power and we delegate it away. And, you know, someone who's a dad myself, you know, I there's all kinds of things that are thrown at us, all kinds of toys we can buy, gizmos, things to sign up for, you know, but that's our responsibility as parents. And, you know, we're all somewhat technology savvy today. All of these companies have various blockers that are installed. And you know what? You can do that yourself. There are all kinds of free tools. You can work around the DNS. You can just use the little options in the app. And if you don't want your kids using it, then they won't be able to. Unfortunately, this bill or these kind of proposals go much further. And I'm very worried about, well, obviously, the privacy concerns of having to upload your birth certificate so you can take a couple Snapchats. But also how that information gets out. You know, things leak, things are hacked each and every day, and I surely wouldn't want that for someone who might be my kid at 16 or 17 years old.
You know, that's an interesting point, because I don't know that there's a month or maybe two that goes by that I don't get a notice that, hey, there was a hack, and, you know, this database, that database, Home Depot, that bank, and your data may have been leaked in this hack. So it's not unrealistic that a child's data could be leaked in some form of a hack somewhere.
Absolutely. And, you know, Scott, I would recommend the website haveibeenpwned.com. You know, you can kind of put in your email or name and see what has been kind of hacked out there. And, you know, these are the kind of things that are trafficked on the dark web. Now, that's a very intricate conversation about hacking and how information gets online. But the point is that the government would require you to upload this information for your child if they wanted to use a social media site.
So you're telling me
it's not appropriate.
The government would require you to upload your child's birth certificate.
If you want to use any of these sites, yes, any of these bills that have already been passed, you know, if we look at Arkansas as the example, you are required to prove your child's age, and most of them don't have photo IDs, so you'd have to upload that birth certificate to the social media platform. The bills so far just say in any commercially viable way, but the default is always to upload that information, or you have to set up a video call with the company. I mean, all kinds of steps and barriers that they really should take place more at the kitchen table with the parents and not, you know, the government forcing you to upload documents to a site.
That's amazing that you would have to provide a birth certificate in order to get on social media. But there are people who've run for president who've had trouble presenting their birth certificates in the past. When I look at this, I think back to when my own kids were younger, and they're both adults now. And I went and bought tracking software that had a keystroke logger, and it sat on our computer, and they knew it was there, but they were unable to shut it down. So they knew I was watching, and they knew anything I did, I was going to see, and any passwords I was going to have. And I didn't have to have the government do that for me. Are we in the middle of an era here where we're just abdicating everything to the government at this point?
I think what was kind of happened, and I'll get into politics here, you know, we've had from many Democratic political leaders, you know, many attempts to try to say this is what should be done with our kids, particularly with education. And many on the right or conservatives and Republicans kind of see that and they say, well, we want our own levers to control. And we want to be sure that, you know, kids are not being propagandized or they're not being on these social media websites where they're perhaps seeing things they shouldn't see. And so we've taken the grand step of accepting this is what government should do in the first place, which is our first issue. And as you mentioned, you know, there's all kinds of great tech that you can install and buy. And to be frank, today, most routers, you know, have an app that's connected and you can block sites right away. You can do that, you know, the second you install your router. So that tech is available. Unfortunately, we've kind of litigated a lot of our issues and our parenting away to governmental institutions. And I think that's rather sad.
Yeah, well, a lot of these routers, if you can set up their password, you can set up a block of a website. It's not tough. It seems like when you're talking about the, you know, a little bit of an overreach from the right, that seems to usually come in the arena of safety and security. And is this what we're looking at here as well?
It's definitely a safety security. You know, they say protect kids. You know, this is the big thing. And, you know, they do, I know they had this press conference the other day. They do say, you know, if you're under 13, you can't sign up for any of these sites anyway. Yet these kids figure out how to go around it. Look, I have no doubt kids are going to be able to find a way around it. You know, they'll create a dummy email address. They'll send their stuff anyway. They'll find a way around it. That's what young people do. We take risks, right?
Yeah. How tough would it be to fake a birth certificate?
Apparently not. I can give you a couple darknet sites as well where you can do all of that. But, you know, just to see all of this, it's just paternalism, you know, and we accept it when it comes to soda taxes or being told we can't vape and now we just extend it to the online world, which, you know, someone who came up in the internet and I was able to learn so much and actually build so much knowledge, you know, that's makes me rather depressed for the next generation.
Yael Osowski is with us, and we're talking about a bill that may be advancing in the Georgia state legislature that would require you to basically give parental permission and provide information on your children in order for them to access social media accounts. It is very difficult to come out against anything that carries the banner of for the children. How do you, in crafting an argument against something like this, how do you sidestep that issue or how do you address that issue?
I think you have to look at where this is primarily coming from. And right now it's coming from, you know, various parents or conservative rights groups. There's a lot of anti-porn activists that have been very loud about this as well. Look, we just have to come and say we have the internet. We have parents who are supposed to watch over their children. For us, we have to think not just about the policy and a particular website or a service. We have to think about a precedent. Because that's something that we're dealing with. This is governmental power. This is what will decide whether your children will be able to use the internet, whether they'll be tech savvy. And once we set a precedent, that means that we're curtailing speech, we're curtailing access, and that can be applied to anything that you might like that others might not like. So we have to think about the pendulum swinging. Yes, right now the ball is on our court, but perhaps it's something that we do like where the pendulum will swing back. We always have to think about governmental power. You know, it does not care who you are. It cares about what you've done. And the more that we give access into our personal and individual lives, you know, that governmental power, it could swing back on us in a mean way.
But how do you combat, but you hate kids, Yael? Clearly you hate kids.
I love kids so much. I want them to be able to go out into the open world of the internet to learn, to explore, to, you know, be uncomfortable, to learn new things, to try everything they can, while I, as a parent, give them the guidance to learn. I think that is a much better argument because, look, we can put our kids, you know, there's a Black Mirror episode about this. You know, we can implant chips in the brains of our children. We can keep them in our house, not let them go outside. But, you know, that will not make for a great life for your child. They'll never be a young adult. And I think we want to have successful children, intelligent children, critical children. And that comes with having open access to the internet from a young age.
You know, it's funny. I used to always regard the internet as this wonderful place because it was the last great kind of untamed frontier. And it seems like more and more we're taming it.
I agree with you, Scott. And, you know, there are so many different angles and websites. And look, kids might not know right now what a VPN is. But I'll tell you what, next year, if you have this bill that's passed, every single high schooler in Georgia public schools will know what a VPN is. They'll be using it, and they'll be using it to circumnavigate all of the different barriers. I mean, we should not take our examples from authoritarian countries like China or even Turkey that block entire parts of the internet or Wikipedia or social media. This is not the model we should have in a free, innovative country such as the U.S.
Now, Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, State Senator Jason Anavatarte said Monday they're going to seek to pass a law. So nothing's been drafted yet. Is that correct?
We don't have a draft in Georgia. However, we have the model bills and the bills that have come out of Arkansas and Utah. And most of the messaging around that has been about pornography. But when you look into it, it's all about social media websites. There obviously have been some valiant efforts when it comes to things like TikTok or Chinese-owned app, which I think anyone can understand. However, you know, that was about government devices and things related to the state government. Now we're actually talking about in people's own homes deciding what websites they can visit and whether their child needs to send their birth certificate. And I think that just goes far beyond the scope of what we thought government would do. But I have no doubt the Georgia bill will be very, very similar to the bills either in Arkansas or this new one that just passed in Louisiana.
I will tell you, Yael, again, with the fact that this has passed in several states, and the fact that you can make the emotional argument of it is saving children from pornography, you're going to have an uphill battle combating this. So do me a favor. When this bill gets unveiled, when the text is there, I know that you will get a copy of it, you will analyze it, and you will give us your thoughts on it as it stands when it's produced out there. And I'd love to have you join us again to discuss that.
I absolutely will, Scott, and I will be there in person in Atlanta. Sorry, I won't hang out on the coast, but I will go to Atlanta, and we'll try to have some influence on this. You know, I've got family there. I'm just right up from Charlotte, so we're going to figure out a way that we can stop these things. Not a good trend. We need to have opposition, and, you know, smart parents need to get quick to what's happening.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, we appreciate it, and again, do stay in touch with us about this because I'm very interested.
Yeah, thank you so much, Scott. All the best.
Thanks. You too. Yael Osowski, he is called us from Austria, for crying out loud, talking about this potential bill that may be unveiled. And yeah, we have Rick Townsend, District 179 representative, calling us in about 13 minutes. We'll throw this at him, see what he has to say about it. Could be an interesting conversation.